Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the Sunday that Growing Hope Globally's growing project here was going to have our harvest celebration. Unfortunately, this year, the adverse weather has made it so that our corn crop will not be ready until probably mid-November. So we decided to postpone the outdoor celebration until next year's harvest. I want to share a disclaimer with you. Although my grandfather and uncle were both Methodist ministers, I am not, and this is not a sermon. I wanted to share what I have learned about FRB, now Growing Hope Globally, and why I want to support and be part of the PUCC effort with this organization. The organization started as Food Resources Bank in 1999. Last year, they changed the name to Growing Hope Globally to make it easier for people to understand the mission. It is not a food bank or a pantry. The purpose of Growing Hope Globally is not to feed people, but to enable them to feed themselves. When I first heard Norm Braxick, one of the founders of FRB, speak about it here in our sanctuary, I was struck that this made more sense than any other mission I knew about. We were not raising money to buy food and send it to hungry people who might or might not get it, and it would run out and they'd be hungry again. We were raising money to help people with education, self-organization, tools, and seed to grow their own sustainable food supply. In other words, we were not giving them a fish. We were teaching them to fish and making sure there was a place with fish for them to eat. People we help go from hungry to food secure. That means that at all times throughout the year, they have access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food that meets their dietary needs for an active and healthy lifestyle. How does Growing Hope Globally do this? We don't go into a country and tell people what to do. The organization requires that people in a community ask for help with a project of their choice. They must organize and be the driving force behind the project. Growing Hope Globally provides education about organizing, agricultural practices that will work in their area, hygiene, healthy diet, finance, and as they learn and have success, they pass it on to others in their community and surrounding communities. Demonstration of success draws others. Another thing that makes this program unique is what happens here with the growing projects. There are 126 growing projects in the United States. Our project is the PUCC Climax Battle Creek Growing Project. Members represent six churches: Climax United Methodist, Newton United Methodist, Pine Grove Mennonite, PUCC, Scotts United Methodist, and Waukesha Community Church. Our church is the city church. The others are our farming community churches. Our job is to raise money each year to support our farm partners in their planting and harvesting and sale of their crops. Each of our farmers designates the crop proceeds from a number of their acres to support Growing Hope Globally. As an example, in 2018, we being PUCC, raised $10,281, which supported our farmers whose crop proceeds were $109,361. And this was given to Growing Hope Globally. Over the 16 years of our project, from 2002 to 2018, PUCC has contributed $284,864. I'm going to repeat that, $284,864 came from this church. And our farm partners turned that into $1,729,143. This makes us the largest growing project in Growing Hope Globally. What does this mean in terms of people and not just dollars? There are 815 million hungry people in the world right now. As of November 2018, Growing Hope Globally, through 44 food security programs in 26 countries, had helped 1.6 million people become food secure. Our contribution has helped 43,000 people become food secure. That has been our impact. Growing Hope Globally announced at the annual meeting this summer that they have already reached their 2023 goal of helping 2 million people become food secure. So the number is now 2 million. I want to share a story that demonstrates additional benefits of the food security programs. This is a story about Kadzu and Pauline, and they're from the Kenya Margani Project. Kadzu, once poor and marginalized, has become a successful farmer and esteemed member of her community. After participating in every workshop and opportunity offered by the Kenya Margani Program, she's putting money aside in her village savings and loan association account to put her children through college by selling vegetables and goats. Soon, she will start her own poultry business. Another person, Pauline, a mother of eight, adopted all the farming, animal husbandry, hygiene, sanitation, and saving practices that she received training for. Now she manages a demonstration farm, and her husband assists her with kitchen garden, poultry, goats, rabbits, beekeeping, and the marketing of her produce. At the beginning of the program, their challenges were assessed, an action plan was created, and the community started infrastructure projects that made it easier for them to recover from the devastating floods of 2018. At the close of the four-year training program, Kadzu, Pauline, and their families and farmers like them in the 10 communities in the margin area are better equipped to face the future. Kadzu said, "The entire community is more united than anyone thought possible. No one imagined that people would be living together in harmony to assist each other in kind. I don't feel lonely these days. I've built so many relationships. I'm always in the company of others. God bless you for making this possible." Thanks to your support and generosity, community efforts such as the reconstruction of roads, water wells, water retention ponds have strengthened area infrastructure, which has improved lives and livelihoods. Overall, health is better due to the construction of household latrines and an emphasis on hand washing. Community action plans in place at the time of the flooding meant that people were looking out for each other and able to recover more quickly from the devastation. I'd like to share one other quote with you. This is from Rafael in Honduras with a project. He said, "Why should I migrate? I now have a cow, and the sale of milk means my son will have more opportunities." Growing Hope Globally has learned over the years that if people can provide for their family's basic needs, many do not want to leave their country. This is so important today with all the immigration issues we have and all the refugees. To me, Growing Hope Globally is a practical and cost-effective way for me to follow God's teaching and to use my gifts to help the poor and hungry in a lasting way. We ask that you now prayerfully plan your pledge for the coming year. There are cards and envelopes in the bulletin and in the narthex to record your pledge. I want to note that printing and supplying these envelopes each year has been Henry Bell's contribution to Growing Hope Globally. Finally, Norm and Carol Braxick are with us today, there in the back. And I learned as I was reviewing the annual Growing Hope Globally report that FRB in 2005, in order to honor Norm for his service, commissioned a hymn, "Christ, You Walked Among the Grain Fields." This was later recorded by the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus. Let us now stand and sing that hymn to honor Norm and Carol for their long and continuing service to this wonderful mission. There is an insert in your bulletin.